Well, if you're in Los Angeles right now, enjoy your drive into work. You're on the second worst roads in the nation. At least that's according to an organization called TRIP, the National Transportation Research Group. And on the line with us now is Carolyn Boniface of it. Carolyn, so we get to, we're number two.
That's right, and it's not exactly a badge of honor.
I wouldn't think so.
As you said, our report found that about 63% of Los Angeles' major urban roads are in poor condition. Now, that is more than just a headache as you're driving over potholes. It means that the average driver in Los Angeles loses $746 each year as a result of driving on rough roads.
Let me ask you this. How do you determine, you know, what's really bad? I mean, what are the parameters of determining bad roads?
We've measured the surface condition on the area's major urban roads. That includes interstates, arterials, and all of the major roads. Roads that are in poor condition typically have visible potholes and cratering, and you definitely can feel it as you drive over them and the way that it sort of rattles and shakes your car.
Sure. So you've driven on Wilshire along the Miracle Mile.
I have.
That's the one we always point to because it's where we live here at the KNX broadcast studio. More importantly, though, you talk about how much money this costs the average motorist at a time when most people can't afford any excessive expenditures anyway.
That's exactly right. Our report finds that in Los Angeles, the average driver loses about $746 each year as a result of driving on rough roads. That's in the form of several things. It's driving on rough roads accelerates vehicle deterioration, it increases the need for routine or even emergency maintenance, and it increases gas consumption and the rate of tire wear.
And by the way, we should also point out, we've only got a couple of seconds left here, that while we're number two, San Jose is number one. In fact, six of the worst top 10 roads in the nation are right here in California.
That's exactly right. It's certainly not a good day to be a driver in California.
Well, you can make that argument probably just about every day, given the nature of the roads and the traffic. All right. We appreciate your time here, Carolyn Boniface, with a group called TRIP. And in L.A., when it comes to bad roads, we're number two.